absolutely delighted for him. Absolutely, he ran really, really well. The heats, there was some sort of debate in terms of the heats, particularly the British guy had gone out quite hard. And when I heard that, I was kind of rubbing my hands in glee. Mark felt in control all the time in the heat and did what he had to do to qualify. He went out this morning. It was quite a slow. He went through, I think, a 158, 800 metres, which was perfect. Up to the British guy, made a move with 400 to go, and Mark continued to track him and then basically accelerated past him with 400 to go and romped his way home to victory. So Mark's aim and the whole thing, certainly this morning when I talked to him early this morning before he went, and I said, Mark, run to win and trust yourself, and that's what he did.
He trusted himself. You as his coach, you of course have been trusted, Mark, for this last number of years coming up through the underage ranks.
I have indeed. I've known Mark since he was youngster, but I've only got involved with him now from a coaching perspective in the last about a year and a half. And along with the, you know, Mark is part of a sort of, I suppose, a high performance group, really, in Letterkenny. You have the likes of Darren McBearty, Rory Finnegan, Danny Mooney, and all that are his training partners. And very much so in the last year and a half, we've developed that group, which has helped Mark to become the athlete that he has. He's well able. He said at the beginning of the race, actually, there was a lot of argy-bargy, and those guys are well used to a bit of argy-bargy because they have it every time, twice a week at training.
Well, this is a huge result for Mark English, European champion. I suppose from a club point of view as well, Teresa, heavily involved there with Letterkenny. It's nice to have a European champion within your club.
Without a doubt it is, surely, and very much this competition, and certainly the club have supported him in his individual performances, and very much this is what I was seeing. The whole idea of this was a stepping stone towards the Olympics. At one stage now, I intended to travel myself to Moscow, and then I took a decision then not to travel, and I said, you know, Mark, let's get out there now, keep your eyes and your ears open, and this is a learning experience for you, and the best way to learn is learn yourself, and if you make mistakes, those mistakes you won't make again. And it was very much from that point of view, and certainly from the club, very much would have supported him, and look forward to continuing tracking his success in the future.
Well, he certainly made a big step in a learning curve this weekend in Moscow, and now, Teresa, when he comes back, it's time to get focused for August as he heads to the world in Singapore, and as we had Patsy on there, the standard, of course, at this level is now going to jump up when we hit the Worlds.
It is, of course. It's going to be a whole new ball game for him, certainly, and very much the same attitude. It'll be there. This is not going to be one of the things I said to Mark before he went away. This is not going to be your first international, nor is it going to be your last. It's very much a learning experience, and you know, I have no idea. Now, the worst thing about the problem about the August one is really the timing of it. It's very late in the season, so Mark will be very much going there with an opportunity to learn. What is the bigger picture is next year. He already has a standard for the World Juniors this year, and the European Juniors are next year, and I would envisage Mark coming back certainly with a medal at next year's European Juniors, and we have to be mindful of that. And also we must remember that Mark is going to be sitting his leaving cert next year as well too, so he has quite a hectic schedule ahead of him next year, and we have to be mindful that he keeps a good balance between his studies and his home life and his training.